Over the past weeks, over 900 students in Cambridge secondary schools have heard Eva's testimony as a Holocaust survivor and had support with understanding the history and engaged in our creative writing workshops. In addition, over 3,000 primary Key Stage 2 children have participated in the poetry workshops with me, organised by Helen at History Works, where children have listened and responded in creative ways. Today, several of the young people are kindly sharing their poetic responses to hearing testimony about losing a home where you feel safe, thinking about what you would take if you had to pack up in an emergency, what it might feel like to never be safe again.
My name is Otty and my poem is called Remember. Remember it, the day they came and the day they asked for my name. I packed my bag and went away and was never seen again. Remember how I put my clothes in a bag. It made me feel ever so sad. I thought that the men were not bad. Then I realised it was an ugly trap. Remember when, my favourite bear was packed away with sadness all around. All our things were left behind, including the fun we had. Remember how, you got dragged and pulled and evilly shoved. Everything had been so right, then suddenly there was a vicious fight on the crowded, cramped and rattly train. Remember it, the train stopped. I woke up with a jolt. It was night outside, as black as coal. I shivered with fright. I could hear men shouting and children screaming. My mind was in panic as never before. Remember.
My name's Teresa and my poem is called Leaving My Heart Behind. Breaks me to see my home scattered with rubble. The blazing fires, bombs that fell, rage around me. Leaving my heart behind, my cherished memories. I would take everything, but I only took a lullaby that I sung since I was young. My heart cries to see a place be bombed. The place I loved has been destroyed, and with it my memories too. Leaving my heart behind, my cherished memories. I would take everything, but I only took a lullaby that I sung since I was young. My heart is torn, my sorrows cried as the cities around me crumbled to dust. Somewhere in the distance, my heart yearns to stay, but the bombs fall, they've taken me away.
Wandering on a warm spring day, I sit on the warm spring grass, looking at an old blind bee dying on the leaf of a maple tree. I wonder what it would be like to be this old lone bee taken away from home. I sit on the warm spring grass. I shut my eyes and imagine the feeling of loss and emptiness, to be snatched away by life or death from your one and only home. I dream of what I would take with me if I were taken away from my one and only home. My beautiful misty memories, my family of joy, my father's black guitar, and the first words from a book that my mother read to me. I sit on the warm spring grass, looking at an old blind bee dying on the leaf of a maple tree. I wonder what it would be like to be this old blind bee with nothing to take with me. So I sit and watch him slip away into the caverns of death. And I think on the warm spring grass, at least he had me to watch over he, just one blind bee.
Hi, my name's Owen and my poem is called Special Things. Special things, gone forever. Special things, I'll remember. I see them again, maybe never. My memories to you, they may not seem special, but to me, these memories are treasure. The shine of my sister's laughter, alone in the field, watching sheep scarper as I walk down the drive. When I'm alone in my cell, these memories drain faster. As I grow old, this will only get harder. Sooner or later, someone will come, or I'll die, alone in my room. So I can only wait for the time to come that I can finally get to go back home to my mum, my dad, my sister, my friends. Trust me, war isn't that fun.
My name is Avisha, and my poem is called Taken. I get out of bed after I awake, starting to think what will happen today, and knock at the door, and knock at the door. What will become of me? I clamber downstairs before I let the danger in. I open the door. I freeze and stare. What will become of me? A concentration camp? A death camp? Will I ever return? What will my destiny be? What will become of me?